Shalom, everybody! In Parashas Balak, we hear about Bilam HaRasha and about his attempts to curse Bnei Yisrael. The Torah tells us that despite Bilam's best efforts, he ended up blessing Bnei Yisrael rather than cursing them. And the question is, how did that happen? If Bilam meant to curse Bnei Yisrael, how did he switch and say things that are so beautiful to the point that the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, says that Chazal actually thought of reciting Bilam's blessings during our tfilos? I think the pshat explanation of this episode is that all Bilam wanted to do was curse Bnei Yisrael, but Hashem forced him to bless Bnei Yisrael and to describe beautifully the uniqueness of Bnei Yisrael. Blessings and curses are, of course, only in the hands of Hashem himself, and all of the Bilams of the world are powerless to curse Bnei Yisrael if Hashem doesn't want those curses to mean anything. And that is what Bilam himself says in Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Ches, Ma ekov lo kabo kel. How can I curse anyone that God himself has not cursed? That's one possible explanation. Another possibility, similar and related to the first explanation, is that the uniqueness of Bnei Yisrael is so special, so obvious, so overwhelming, that even Bilam HaRasha did not have the ability to curse Bnei Yisrael. He tried and he tried, but when he saw how special Bnei Yisrael were, how holy they were, he simply could do nothing other than bless them. Those are two very powerful explanations about how Bilam could not curse Bnei Yisrael even though he wanted to so badly. And both explanations are discussed in various mefarshim, and both are quoted in the Medrash Rabbah in our parsha, in Bamidbar Rabbah, Parsha Chaf Piska Chaf Aleph. However, Rav Yaakov Yosef of Polna'a, who died in 1784, the author of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef on the Chumash, has a completely different way to explain this episode. Rav Yaakov Yosef was one of the first and one of the most well-known Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, and he offers the following beautiful explanation of what Bilam did, or at least what he tried to do, to Bnei Yisrael. Rav Yaakov Yosef quotes the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis, which explains an enigmatic pasuk in Mishlei Perek Chaf Zayin Pasuk Vav. The pasuk says Ne'emanim Pitzei Ohev, faithful are the wounds of a friend, V'na'ataros Neshikos Sone, but despised are the kisses of someone you hate. And the Gemara says that the curses of the Navi, Achia HaShiloni, that we hear about in Sefer Melachim. Achia was a Navi in the days of Yeravam ben Nevat, and Achia HaShiloni brought many nevuos about the northern and southern Shvatim in Bnei Yisrael splitting up. And the Gemara says that all of the curses of the Navi of Achia HaShiloni are better than the blessings of Bilam in Parshas Balak. And the question is, why? Why is that? Aren't blessings better than curses? The Toldos Yaakov Yosef says, no, blessings are not always better than curses. Why? Because there are two kinds of people who give blessings. There are two kinds of people who give mussar. There are two kinds of leaders. The leaders like Bilam are very happy to keep you where you are. They don't move you. They don't elevate you. They don't try to push you beyond where you are today. They don't believe in you. They don't even believe that you're capable of growing any higher at all. And that, says Rav Yaakov Yosef, is who Bilam was. He sees Bnei Yisrael, and how does he curse them? By blessing them. In other words, by telling them everything's fine. You're amazing. You're blessed. You're great. You're already great. Don't change. There's no need to change. Just keep what you're doing. Rav Yaakov Yosef calls Bilam and other leaders like him tzvuim v'chonfim, hypocritical and sycophantic. They don't care about you. They care about themselves. And they'll do anything to stay in power, even if it means complimenting you and blessing you, just to make you feel good and just to make sure that you do not grow. Those were the so-called blessings of Bilam. But Achia HaShiloni and all other true and real Torah leaders who care about you, are not like that. They tell it like it is, even if it hurts. Think about the painful mussar that Moshe gave Bnei Yisrael again and again. Did he do that because he hated Bnei Yisrael? Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, just the opposite. Moshe and Achia Shiloni and all the other true Torah leaders believe in you. They want to see you grow. They want to see you move away from the level you're on now to achieve higher and higher heights. Sometimes the truth hurts. And sometimes a false compliment feels good. But often those feelings are ephemeral. The truth may hurt now, but it's for our own good. And a false blessing, a false compliment, feels great now, but it's empty. And it ultimately, God forbid, leads to our lack of growth and our, God forbid, downfall. Have an amazing day, everyone!